The creation of the Freedmen's Savings and Trust Company, or the Freedmen's Bank as it became known, was a bold, even radical idea for its time. With the end of the Civil War in sight, a group of white Northern abolitionists, philanthropists, and business leaders met in New York in January 1865 to explore the formation of a permanent bank to help African American Civil War soldiers and the African American community. Having wages for the first time in their lives, newly emancipated men and women needed a safe place to deposit their earnings. On February 13, 1865, a bill to incorporate the Freedmen's Savings and Trust Company was brought before Congress. Just 3 weeks later, President Abraham Lincoln signed the bill into law. The bank was crucial to help create opportunity for African Americans to build assets. It created a sense of protection for their money and welcomed them into the financial mainstream. Freedmen's Bank was a symbol of a stronger economic future for emancipated men and women at a key turning point in American history. 37 branch offices in 17 states and the District of Columbia were opened. In 1870, the bank's headquarters moved from New York to Washington, D.C., to the southeast corner of Lafayette Square, across the street from the White House and the Treasury Building. Most bank depositors were primarily low-wage earners, laborers, cooks, janitors, nurses, porters, seamstresses, and soldiers. But African American churches, businesses, schools, and other organizations also put their money in the bank. In addition, depositors included individuals who had been free long before emancipation, such as physicians from Freedmen's Hospital, now Howard University Hospital, professors at Howard University, attorneys, and notables like Frederick Douglass, Captain O.S.B. Wall, and many others. It is estimated that over the 9-year life of the bank, approximately 100,000 individuals and institutions opened accounts with bank deposits totaling more than $57 million. That is equivalent to $115 billion today, based on its relative share of gross domestic product. During its first 5 years, Freedmen's Bank operated as a well-functioning institution. However, an amendment to the bank's charter led to risky asset investments. This, along with the lack of proper oversight, led to fraud, mismanagement, and abuse. In 1873, the United States experienced a financial panic, and Freedmen's Bank was not exempt from its impacts. Lack of confidence by the depositors led to runs on a bank that was already weakened. In 1874, Frederick Douglass was recruited to serve as the bank's president. He believed that the failing bank could be saved, and even invested his own money to revive it. But these efforts came too late. Freedmen's Bank closed its doors on the 29th of June, 1874. When it failed, depositors lost their savings. About half eventually received some of their money back. Others received nothing. It was a bitter conclusion to such a promising venture. The Freedmen's Bank building was sold and demolished in 1899, and in 1919, a new building that became the Treasury Annex was erected on the site. Despite its unfortunate end, the Freedmen's Bank embodied the hopes for equality and inclusion in America's economic mainstream. Its legacy must be our continued quest for inclusive prosperity for every American. On January 7, 2016, Treasury Secretary Jacob J. Lew named the Treasury Annex in commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the establishment of the Freedmen's Savings and Trust Company. It is now the Freedmen's Bank Building.